One thing we'd been seeing as we study the Gospel of John is how Jesus sees around words and actually speaks to thoughts, not the words which are sometimes used to mask thoughts. And we see that once more in this one of the most famous interviews in the Gospels, the interview with the man called Nicodemus. We see at the end of John chapter 2 that Jesus knew what was in all men and women. And we see in John chapter 3 that he encounters a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. As a matter of fact, the chapter division is a bit obstructive here because there's a tremendous flow when we see the last verse of chapter 2 to say he knew what was in man, and the first verse of chapter 3 to say there was a man. And so the implication is that he knew also what was in this man. That's why it shouldn't surprise us when Jesus reveals the true motive behind the words of Nicodemus. He says in verse 2, "Rabbi, we know you're a teacher sent from God, because no one could do the miracles you do unless God had sent him." But Jesus responds to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, it's hard for us to see what the connection is between Nicodemus' observation and Jesus' answer. In other words, we see the exact same phenomenon that we saw in chapter 2 in the observation of Mary. But what we're going to see is that Jesus went straight to the true motive for Nicodemus's visit, and we're going to take that up tomorrow. My name is Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.